Lakeland. The Government of Alberta announced February 27 that it will expand funding of up to $27.3 million to provide settlement, language, housing, and financial supports for Ukrainian evacuees. Rajan Sani, Minister of Trade, Immigration and Multiculturalism, said that around 21,600 Ukrainians have sought support in Alberta, and more are expected to arrive in the coming months since Russia's invasion of Ukraine 1 year ago. If Budget 2023 is approved, Sani said the Alberta government will provide a total of $7 million over 3 years for settlement and language programming. She said the funding would include helping settlement agencies and immigrant-serving organizations meet an increase in demand for services. Sani added, it would ensure Ukrainian newcomers have the skills and language supports needed for successful settlement and integration in our province. The remaining $20.3 million will be provided by the Ministry of Seniors, Community and Social Services toward housing and financial support. Jeremy Nixon, Minister of Seniors, Community and Social Services, said Ukrainian evacuees can apply for Alberta's rent supplement program. He said that if Budget 2023 is passed, $9.9 million will go toward the rent supplement program, in addition to the $6.8 million made available in the previous fiscal year, bringing the total additional support for the program to $16.8 million. Nixon said Budget 2023 will also provide $3.60 toward the Ukrainian Evacuee Emergency Financial Support and Benefits, UEEFSB, program. The supports available through this program mirror support offered through other Alberta income support programs, he explained. Previously, the UEEFSB provided monthly financial assistance for up to 6 months to eligible Ukrainian newcomers to assist them with basic resources like food, clothing, and shelter. We know how important it is to have this financial support available, which is why we are also removing the 6-month maximum duration, said Nixon. This program will be offered to Ukrainian newcomers as long as they are eligible and as long as they need it. When asked if Ukrainian families require assistance with the ability to access government supports, like filling out forms due to potential language barriers, Alexander Danileko, Consul General of Ukraine in Edmonton, affirmed that is a challenge. He said most Ukrainian evacuees are women and children with no knowledge of English, and most are being helped by the government, communities, and volunteers. It's very hard for them to adapt to life here in Alberta. So, it's very important for them to have support in the early stages of coming into Alberta. Danileko expects more Ukrainians will be arriving in Alberta, so we very much need support here in Alberta and support for Ukraine. In a provincial media release, Orija Boychuk, President, Ukrainian-Canadian Congress, Alberta Provincial Council applauded Alberta for helping displaced Ukrainian individuals and families settle in the province. This added assistance will help many people and provide some added relief to those who are experiencing distress and unable to make ends meet, said Boychuk. Alberta Minister of Finance Travis Taves tabled the province's 2023 budget Tuesday, February 28.